Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
You guys remember the story a couple of months ago about the woman who slipped into a volcano, into a crater?
Yes.
And she unfortunately passed away. So they heard her screaming for help.
I thought she survived.
No. She passed on.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she down there for like a couple of days?
Yeah, she was down there for days. Screaming out of
really?
The volcano. Help!
A couple days in a volcano. Help! That'll take your life. All right.
Well, guess what? It's happened again.
Oh, my God.
A Swiss mountaineer was rescued from Indonesia's Mount Rinjani after plunging down the same steep slope.
The same one.
Of the active volcano. Just weeks after another hiker died on the same treacherous trail.
Why did they get so close to the crater of an active volcano?
Benedict, do you want to pronounce the last name there?
Hold on, let me see.
Benedict, I can't read that. What does that say? Benedict what?
Wow. All right, I'm going to say this. This is the guy's
Benedict,
last name.
I just can't pronounce it.
It sounds like I'm making a confession. I'm a nigger.
Thank you.
That is the guy's last
46
name.
46 years old. It's hiking. Taking you.
Look at it. Just take a look at it. I'm not exaggerating.
Why would you say that?
No. Just pass.
Pass. I'm sorry, I can't read.
Man, though, that would suck if you had to do the story on the news, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
It's like if you're a local news reporter. The man.
Give Benedict, it to the black guy. I'm not reading this.
Benedict last.
I'm not reading this.
I would say, like, we're not going to release his name.
Benedict
there
I.
You go.
We're protecting his identity.
Benedict I.
There's that kid playing college football this year.
Oh, I know. He's got hats and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You see Noah.
Noah.
Mm-mm-mm. Have you seen his apparel you can buy?
I wouldn't buy it.
I was going to buy you a hat.
No. Where am I going to wear that?
Nowhere.
Oh.
Iceland? Anyway.
Yeah, that gets you uninvited to the cookout.
Yeah.
He was hiking with his daughter, a local porter, when he slipped and tumbled down the slope just hours before noon on Wednesday. The fall on the island's most notorious climb left him immobilized by injury, and he was unable to climb back. But eventually, rescuers were able to airlift him out, but he slipped exactly at the same place. They did throw him a thermal blanket. I don't understand why he just fell into a volcano.
Here's something to keep you warm.
Right. Our question, what did you step on? What did you step in? Or what did you step through? 206-803-ROCK.
That to me, hey, here's a thermal blanket, even though you're on top of an active volcano. It's like the big story I read today. You see the Oasis concert. All right, and it was just a little thing that went viral, and people were taking different videos. And it wasn't about the band itself, but the sign language people were doing this great job. They had glow sticks, and that's what everything it was about. And then at some point it occurred to me, I'm like, why do you have people doing sign language at a concert?
Well, I know, and that is until you can feel.
I know you can feel.
You can feel.
Do you think Oasis feels better than, say, Metallica? I don't know. I just thought it was strange.
Well, like, it depends on the noise level.
They're still going. That's my epic story.
They
about,
bought the store. I'm about to take it.
That was like when I went to the Clinton inauguration and Bob Dylan was playing and the lady just put her arms up.
Like, I don't know.
She was like, I don't
damn.
Know. I don't know what he's saying.
Did she really?
Yeah. It was in front of the Lincoln Memorial. They had all these artists there. And Bob Dylan comes out. Right. When did Bill Clinton get in office?
96, I think.
Right, so I mean, I'm whatever age or whatever, or was it 92?
92, yeah.
Right, so I'm at like 12. Like, I don't know Bob Dylan is
nobody,
Bob Dylan.
Nobody does.
But right, just right. The excitement and like my parents' face, and it, like, you understand it's a massive deal. I, of course, say, I don't understand what he's saying. It's fine. But I mean, this lady had been on this giant pillar on the side of the stage for hours signing all these other artists. And yeah, you know, like the meme where you just have both hands up. She just threw them up and went, I don't know.
Damn.
I give up.
I don't know.
What did you step on? What did you step in? Or what did you step through? 206-803-ROCK.
You know some sign language. There's nothing for like, hmm.
I know.
How do you sign, hmm?
I know thank you and more.
What's I know sorry.
Oh, I just know it from little kids.
That's hungry.
This?
Yes.
I thought it was sorry.
Sorry? I mean.
So I haven't been apologizing to anyone. Like, he's hungry.
I like that. No, I'm trying to think.
What's thank you?
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen
right?
that.
And you see little kids doing this all the time. More for food.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, it turns out I know nothing.
I should do that next time I go to a restaurant. Just act like I can't talk.
Mm.
You could do it to a bartender. And then, more, please.
Oliver Twist, the sign.
What did you step on? What did you step in? Or what did you step through? 206-803-ROCK.
Please, sir.
I have some more.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I had the wonderful experience, having grown up in Northern California, and I'm a Gen Xer, I stepped in and on and exploded a banana slug.
Exploded the thing?
Thrill. It was everything and all that in a bag of chips, and I agree with you on the rusty nail. I'll take a brief agony every time, and I'm a unicorn. I've died and come back, so I'm serious. I've had all the physical pain.
What color is a banana slug on the inside? So when you, is it still just more yellow?
Snot gray. Snot gray. And at the time, it was the 80s-ish, 90s, early 90s, and I was working, as I did in my early career, as like an office girl, and my boss was a Boston Wicked Karen who insisted you wear hose, right, with your heels. And so I was getting ready for work in the morning. I'm wearing a silk blouse and panties and knee-high pull-on stockings.
Yeah, baby. Same thing Ted's wearing right now. We know.
Baby.
Right. So when I stepped on this bad boy and it went everywhere through all my toes and all the things, I want you to know that no matter what solution I put on that sock after work that night, because I had to stop retching and actually figure out how I was going to get to the office, nothing worked. It was fire, probably the only thing. And it was gone. I sacrificed it. And I was Poe back then. Those were the ramen days. So it was huge. But yeah, I'll never the scar. When I was a Girl Scout and we went camping in the Redwoods, we kissed them and joined the Banana Slug Club. Let me tell you what, they did not end well.
You kissed banana slugs?
Oh my God, Girl Scouts, yes. We had the summer camp thing and the counselors, we all did all kinds of wacky crap with the counselors, one of which was to kiss a banana slug that we found along the trail. Did it because we were eight.
Those are pretty big, right?
Yeah, they're big, man.
Like, if you get a nice fat cigar, like we're talking Looney Tunes, old school Mickey Mouse cigar chomping size, yeah, like that.
Oh, man.
Okay, tell me this.
Like, the squishy tubes, when my kids were kids, you'd like shake them in your hand and they were incredibly lewd, like that size and that consistency. Yep. That's exactly it.
All right, Marty, let me ask you this. Since you have both stepped on and kissed a banana slug and you're the only person I know that has done both of these things. Now, I don't like spiders, but people explain, hey, they're good for the ecosystem. And I go, look, I get it. I get it. I get it. What do slugs do? Why do we need them?
I have no clue.
Exactly.
And I'm 100% with you. I feel the same way about spiders, with the exceptions of the ones that have obviously eaten mosquitoes. I think the same in mosquitoes in a lot of ways. But slugs, no clue.
You know,
I have no idea.
I think.
Tell me, like, what did they do, man? You know, like, I know. Worms.
I've stepped on them before.
The soil.
It's
ants
just,
do.
Like, I've stepped on their trails.
Every bug that you name and every weird creature, it's like, whether you like them or not, other than, honest to God, in my opinion, this, and I obviously am not a zoologist, but there are two animals, two creatures that make no sense to me, just their existence. Panda bears. And slow.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Does anybody know what month it is? I know that it is August. Does anybody know what month it is?
Oh, you know what? I do know this one.
What you got?
I think it's like Romance Month or something.
Romance Awareness Month. Very good, Teddy.
All
nailed
right.
it. Well,
that's for
why
real?
Do you know that?
Yes.
I'm not shocked you two don't know it.
No, we don't.
You know us.
No, we do not. But how do you know it?
Well, while single, you got to know this stuff to hopefully meet a lady.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know, it is Romance Awareness
I'm single.
Month.
And there's
I don't know this.
Well, good news, Miles. There's some romantic stuff you can do on the cheap.
Okay.
Coming from top 10. 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more ways to be romantic on the cheap.
God,
Dad. Now I think of myself as quite the Romeo. Yes, sirree, sister. I can be quite creative in how I show my little puddle bucket how much I adore her. From the tippy top of her dry scalp to the corn-encrusted soles of her jacked-up little toes. Why, back when I was a married man, I decided to pull out a fresh roll of toilet paper and a pen and wrote her some of the sweetest words I have ever used on another human being. For example, I wrote, "Dear Dimple Cheeks, I want you to think of my love for you as you scrape your Polly Pocket clean every day." Positive Friday.
God. Your Polly Pocket.
Polly. Mm. Polly Wanna Pocket.
Oh, dear. So, these are some ways that you can be romantic on the cheap. There's a handful of honorable mentions that,
is
honestly,
there any other way?
Anybody should know. You know, you're writing a poem.
Oh, God.
Cooking a romantic dinner.
What would your wife think if you wrote her a poem? I mean, be honest. My wife would be like, "What did you do?" I mean, that'd be the first thing.
She would say
it would
it's
be
very
an accusation.
Sweet. And then she'd pretend to hang it somewhere.
What did you forget? What did you do?
Right.
Why am I going to be
what
mad?
What bomb is about to
just
get dropped?
Just tell me now.
You know. I feel like I need a jazz drummer in the back. Right.
I love you like a fat kid loves cake.
Ted's going to do slam poetry.
I'm so happy I asked you on that date.
They say give dark chocolates, not milk chocolates, specifically dark chocolates.
My wife gets that every night.
Well, you should because it tastes better.
Does it, though?
Yes.
That's what the lady
says. Yes, it does.
And it reminds me of your heart.
Dark.
That dark heart of yours.
I will say, I like dark chocolate now, but I got old.
Like all your other boyfriends.
Yeah. They say leave little notes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Guess where I am.
Throw this tissue away.
I've gotten that one, Miles.
Another hair scrunchie.
I've gotten that one before. Honestly, I was so bad about leaving stuff around the house that my wife would actually just start leaving sticky notes next to things that I've left, and then she waited to see how many sticky notes that she could put next to
things. Is this your Q-tip? Random Q-tip? Why is it here? What were you using it for?
Oh, God.
I'm too afraid to pick it up because I don't know why this was here.
Did your ex do that? Just leave Q-tips everywhere?
Dude. I didn't know if it was like nail polish things going on.
Right, you don't know.
It could be
know.
Digging in a belly button, digging in here. I don't know. Just don't leave it here.
I would leave notes on drawers to say, why am I still open?
But the Q-tip is dirty, so I don't know how it got dirty. It obviously went somewhere.
Romantic things that you can do on the cheap. Take a bath together. Use bubbles.
How big is your bathtub? If you're doing things on the cheap, you don't live in a mansion.
Even the Cialis commercials have them in adjoining tubs.
Right.
You don't take a bath together.
And when they say do it with bubbles, they do mean the chimpanzee, right?
Oh, bring bubbles.
Would you like a bubble bath?
I mean, I can't take a bath in my tub alone.
I know.
No. Even showering together, like, it's ambitious when you're in your 20s. After that, it's like, this sucks.
Get out. It's very hard to get in and get out.
Yes!
I would have had that surgery on my bottom side.
Right.
I'd sit in there with Epsom salts. There's no room. Your knees are way up.
No!
You can't even get them wet.
Exactly.
There's not enough room.
Sometimes when you're in the shower, you know, you're trying to shift around and you know, adjust and you accidentally knock her out of the shower.
How do you get your hair wet?
Right.
You can't. There's nowhere to go.
You gotta dip your head backwards.
I mean, if you could do that, I would never leave the house. I can put my head down there and get it wet.
You gotta put your knees up on the put your legs
up on the wall.
It is not flattering.
I know.
I get into my bathtub.
Gooch up in the air.
Look out. Some romantic ways to be romantic on the cheap. Take a walk down memory lane. Visit some of the special places from your early days of dating. This is the tree that I stood behind while I stalked you.
It depends on.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
That used to be the pizza we went to.
No kidding, dude.
Really?
Well, that one's gone. Yeah. That one's gone.
Everywhere we would go would be loud. Do you remember this bar when we were on 20? Yeah.
Remember they didn't card anybody? Probably still don't.
Yeah, Thrill's going to be a Fridays in Towson, Maryland, and I got to show up.
I know.
I love that place.
So do I, but I was there on that date. It's like, damn it.
They're the Jack Daniels menu.
Like, what are you flying back for? So Jack Thrill Daniels, could be romantic?
Memory lane.
Jack Daniels wings, ribs, and a whole 2 pages worth.
The wife and I are going to go out to, you know, the Eden Claw Expo Center.
That sounds hot.
Yeah, this is where we first met, baby.
Yeah.
Remember when we were broke?
Actually, or we're at work. this is horrible.
Right.
You know, like a lot of people meet at work. Like, I don't want to go there.
Exactly.
I hate all those people.
Exactly.
That's the 7-Eleven dumpster I ate the donuts out of. Remember that, baby?
Did I tell you I got them from there? I didn't. Well, now you know.
Ways to be romantic on the cheap. Kiss in the rain. What if it's not raining?
Why? Why do I have to kiss? Why is that more rain? Romantic?
Right.
How
this
does that
sucks.
Make it romantic? Now I'm just wet and I'm kissing you.
And do it on a city bus when everyone's got that funk on.
Oh, no.
That smell of the wet bus.
Get handsy on the light rail.
Wet bus people.
Sneak away from a party and make out.
Well, that just happened.
All right, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Keep the spark.
What are we, in college?
Yeah, what party am I at?
Right. Yeah. Like, any party that I'm at, like, you guys are there. And that's weird for me. Like, hey, baby, this is just getting me going. You want to go make out real fast?
Hey, guys, I think we made Mike horny again.
Ted did in my bathroom one time.
Hey, what?
Ted did in my bathroom one time.
Nice.
He was not making out.
I just smelled my toothbrush. Make sure.
No.
It was alarming to open that bathroom door and see you standing there. What are you doing here? He's like, it's my bedroom.
Like, yeah. Sorry, buddy.
New Year's Eve.
Take a nap together.
If you can.
Is that romantic? To me, that's good couple stuff.
I'm
that's
tired.
Sunday,
are you?
Dude, yeah. Right. Like,
that means you wore each other out doing good stuff during the day.
That's well, not even during the day, dude. We'll get up in the morning. We'll walk the dog, do a little brunch, walk around. It's like... All right, let's go rook out for a few hours. See you back
to me,
here.
Right, you got a warm weekend coming up. Like, you got one of those air conditioners in the bedroom. It's good nap time on Sunday.
Yeah.
Plus, in 2 weeks, every Sunday's going to be busy.
Ways to be romantic on the cheap. Kiss slowly. Touch their back and neck and nape slowly.
Do you have to tell someone to do that?
That's just trying to have sex.
Yeah. Like, I'm letting you know... I am rock hard and ready to go, man. Come on, man.
Or should I pop that thing?
Groom yourself and try to look good for your partner. That's just courtesy.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Hey, babe, I shaved my pubes today.
Whether you're with someone or not.
Yeah.
Write little notes, one for each way. They drive you crazy.
What? Leaving the drawers open.
I mean, is this in like a sexual way or like a negative way?
Right. I was like, that's a little loaded, man.
Do you ever know what you want for dinner?
Right.
Ever.
We're supposed to leave at 11:30. It's noon.
Drives me crazy.
Leave the sports bra on.
Yes. Yes. Pretend you're going on a first date. Show up at the door with flowers all dressed up, with your car washed and cleaned, looking spiffy. Recreate the first time.
Ted, I'm going to need you.
Jesus. Right.
I wonder if that Friday scene's still there.
It's gone.
I could go for a 3-for-all, though.
Well, it's funny. Anytime my wife and I talk about a first date, we're like, and Ted was like, that's
Ted
definitively what you remember. What a bad thing. It's just funny. You're like, yeah, it was our first date. And Ted was there.
Paint each other with flavored body paint.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, wow. What are we, in college?
Let's just get to the sex.
Right.
If you paint each other with flavored body paint and don't have sex, you completely screwed the pooch on this, right?
So I'm like,
how about we don't do the body paint, we just get to the sticky stuff, you know?
Exactly. That's the whole thing. It's so weird. Like, that's some fun, spicy stuff. But then as you get further on your relationship, like... This is just time-consuming. Like,
yeah, let's cut out the middle, man. Let's get to it.
Man, Raw's going to be on in like 2 hours. Like, can we... we don't have time for this crap.
Raw's going to be on 2 minutes. Yeah.
I know, poor choice of words by me. My bad. Sing a favorite song to them. Only do this if you can sing fairly well. I like
some
how they have to put
the... Some bowls for charity and some for fancy dress. You like that one? Really? It's my favorite song on the album. But when they help the pleasure, that's the most that I like best.
Ladies, he does weddings. Listen to the serenading tunes of Miles Montgomery singing Big Balls by AC/DC.
My balls are always bouncing.
To the left and to the right.
Oh, keep singing, man.
It's so hot.
We're almost there. Right.
I'm just thinking about sitting there, serenader.
She's going, peaches for me. Peaches for you.
Say I love you in a different way every day.
I love you?
I love you!
Oh,
I love you.
I don't speak other languages.
That's why he's got to do the accent.
I love you.
I mean, let's do a different. How many different ways can you do it, man? I don't know.
Oh, they love you.
Stop it. I love you. Declare your love.
Hey, I love you.
Oh, I freaking love you.
A lot.
Oh, hey.
Like this big. Hey. Show why my arms are. This big. Bigger than the moon.
And then I will leave you with this last and final way to be romantic. On the cheap. All this is very cheap, you see. Declare your love very publicly.
I love you, I do declare.
I love this woman over here.
You're embarrassing
me. I love that woman right there.
That one.
And I don't even know her.
Hey, that's my wife, dude. Sorry, my bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
My family started the IRA, which is not something that is in any of the books. You will never see them being like, this is where this started. But my great aunt was one of the first women to ever have a gold claim in Alaska. Her name was Bridget Aylward, and she mined a bunch of money out of Alaska and lived in Seattle through the 20s into the 30s. And while she was here, they funneled all of the money that they raised through a small school in Rosemuck, Ireland, and funded the first wing of the IRA. My family was
The Roth family.
What was that?
The Roth family.
Yeah.
See, when you said IRA, yeah. My mind is in two places. It's in Ireland, and it's in a savings account.
Right.
So when you say she went to get gold in Alaska, I'm thinking to myself, wow. So she came down and figured out a way to put this
aside
and tax deferred.
She was actually the Yesler family's cook. She was the Yesler family. She came out from the East with the Yesler family and lived with them initially here in Seattle, and then ended up with boat passage and made it up to Alaska. And she was there for 4.5 years and came back with a husband and more money than she could count.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. She's talking about the Irish Republican Army.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you're fighting against Northern Ireland, but that, or for independence, right?
Yeah.
But that makes more sense because.
What's that?
That there's some connection with Seattle and the IRA. Because I'm not going to say the places, but there's certain bars I've been to, people are like, they used to, like, you'd meet members here, and they'd have, like, what do you call it, like a clandestine meeting?
Yeah.
And kind of plan stuff. And I was always like, Seattle's so far away from Ireland. How does that work? But when she's
started with the unions, too.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys came over, and they were unions. They worked for the Bethlehem Steel Mill and the Jorgensen Steel Mill, and they also started the school union, the non-teachers union for school laborers. So we had a big house on Capitol Hill on the east, on John and 16th, I think. And a lot of it basically was all kind of run out of there. My family also started the Irish Club of Seattle with the Shreon and the Barnes families. And we have been kind of a part of that for forever. But I always knew about the Gold Rush connection. That was part of like our family lore and legend. It was something that was really prevalent. But I was not made privy to the information about funding the early arm of the IRA in like the 1910 into 1916 until I was much older. And it made a lot of sense when they sat down basically with kind of all of the paperwork. And it was just very quietly funneled through a Catholic school in Rosemuth, Ireland. This doesn't have anything to do with the 60s IRA. This is different. This is the beginning. This is the wind that shakes the barley kind of stuff. So my family immigrated. We were later wave white immigrants in Seattle, and that is how the original IRA was funded. It was the Tompkins Gallagher clan out of the Bethlehem steel mill of Seattle.
Wow.
Damn.
Right, so that predates like the Troubles.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And the way you guys are all talking about your inner birthing stories too, where everybody's got some mom that married a cousin or something.
Yeah.
Got nothing. You got nothing on me. Irish people are extremely tribal.
We love it, family.
We never throw a husband away. If somebody gets divorced, even in the Catholic Church, some other idiot in your family's going to marry him. You're going to have half siblings and double cousins.
Wait. So wait a minute. So say you and I get married. You and I get divorced.
That's awesome.
5 years later, your sister or your cousin or someone who's directly related to you would marry me.
Buckle up, my love. My own mother married her cousin's ex-husband first. He had two children with my second cousin, Kathy. That was her first cousin. So I have an older brother and sister from that marriage that are also my double cousins. Then my mom and dad had me. They divorced. Then my mother, not satisfied with the bad decisions that she had made previously, married her brother-in-law. Her brother's
what?
Wife, brother. On Jesus, God, I couldn't make it up if I tried.
Why?
Well,
because, why,
you know,
is
hard
that?
Because it was impossible to get an annulment, and you didn't want to go to hell.
No, people got plenty divorced in the 60s and 70s in our family. But
you get
I
divorced,
is,
but that annulment from that, the church was impossible.
Right.
Right. No, we're talking like these are later, but I had a lot of aunts and uncles who had affairs with their brother-in-laws as well. So as you were talking about people going away and having secret babies, I have older great aunts who were married to men and had affairs with their brothers and ferreted the children off. And then they made a reappearance after the dad was dead.
Does your family look weird? I mean, at some point, the gene pool starts getting shallow.
This is amazing. I don't know how we kept track of it all, but we didn't branch any actual bloodlines. If you had a husband or a man in our family, you didn't want him anymore, you simply just passed him along to someone else, like a bad piece of Tupperware.
Are you,
that's really how it went.
If you're a good-looking family, I might marry into that. You know, like, hey, man, you'll be done with me in a little bit, but I've got my eyes on your cousin over there.
You're not getting a good Tupperware.
When you're
the glass stuff.
With nothing but your family, too, you got to remember we were in a lot of, like, club meetings and a lot of club fascias and dances. You got the same old people around you all the time, you know? Like, it was an oddly tribal little group.
Well, I grew up around family too, but we didn't, you know, copulate.
Yeah, I mean that is crazy.
This is, you got to remember, a lot of these people were recent immigrants too. This is in the 30s and the 40s. It's not like they've been here forever. They were coming over every other week, it felt like, at that point in particular, and all the way through the 70s as well. There was a Pacific Northwest magazine article done on my family in 1985 that I have a reprint of it. And my grandmother could have talked to these people about anything, about our family, about the club or whatever. And all she did was sit in front of the 1916 Irish War Memorial poster in our front hall and wail about that. So that should tell you right there how Irish my family was.
So what about, you know, now? Like you, like, are you married? And if you do get married, are they getting sucked into this weird Irish vortex?
The world of redheads.
Hell no. I am a childless, unmarried woman in my 50s. I've taken care of all of the extra kids in my family. I am a redhead, but the red hair does not come from my family at all. The red hair comes from my dad's side. My mother's side, they're tiny little dark, gray-skinned Irish people with wide mouths and green eyes.
That's
they're,
so attractive.
They're not. Yeah, they look like they've called up. They literally crawled out of a peat bog. They're not the Viking Irish that you're thinking of.
You're not kidding, all right? So I was in Ireland briefly. We had like a 12-hour layover.
Jesus.
Ways
in
Ireland.
Middle.
And I could not explain. So me and my buddy, we're on this trip, and we're standing in line. I can't remember what airline we were on, but, you know, we're in Dublin. It's the Irish airport. And the Irish you're describing, like straight out of the peat bog, who's the precious guy? From Lord of the Rings, Gollum.
Gollum.
Man, I swear to God, because I nudged my buddy and I said, look, I'm not trying to be mean, But when I'm looking around, and this is the staff that's working at the airport, I'm like, this is not the Irish I predicted. They kind of fit almost exactly what you said. Very short, yes. Very squat, black hair. And you're right. Their skin was like gray. Not even like white. I mean,
no.
Gray.
My mom's mouth is like 4 inches wide. And my little brother has arms that like a T-Rex. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Well, some people have short arms.
Well, yeah.
Ted's getting defensive now.
So, I had to help that kid scratch his head, okay?
Do you still...
It's easier to bench press.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef it out.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
De nada.
A lot of people have air fryers. It was from the pressure of, I want to say, Steve Throhill and maybe Mike Hawk that I finally caved and bought one.
You're welcome.
Hey, look, the only way to describe it is it's the truth.
It is. It is, man.
Right? Once you get one, it changes your life. You find yourself using it all the time. I mean, honestly, I bet I use my air fryer at least 3 to 4 times a week.
I think, well, my kids are back. They get back tonight. It's used every day. Every day, probably 3 or 4 times a day for something.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll just buy something to go, see if we can air fry it.
Yep, that's it. It's that easy, man.
I would also remind people, because I'm bad about it too, especially if you cook something like French fries or anything like that. Or,
clean it up.
Yes.
Yeah, clean it up.
Right, you get too much grease in there and stuff, like it gets a little dangerous. Also, like my buddy, he's always like, when he's feeding his kids, he's like, oh, we air fry the dino nuggets.
You have to.
Yeah, classy. Yeah. Well, you can cook them in the oven.
As far as taste goes.
Do it in air fryer. Put those dinos right in air fryer.
They just get crispier.
I think it depends on the age of the kid.
Okay.
Right? Figure kids like 10 or 11, maybe they could tell the difference. You're feeding like, his daughter at the time was like 6.
It doesn't matter.
They don't care. You could give them, you don't even have to warm it up. Just here's a dino nugget.
It's frozen.
This is the greatest thing in the world.
It's a dino sickle, all right? Just eat it.
I have noticed too, as my mom got older, that was one of her things. Wherever we'd go, hey, the nachos in Seattle are just better. I was like, you're like a child. You just love everything.
Right.
So this is a list of 10 things you should never cook in an air fryer.
All right.
Some of them make sense. Some of them are a little odd, and I think people are just going nuts. Number 10 is cupcakes.
Well, yeah.
They say they won't cook evenly. You'll end up with a scorched outside and raw batter in the middle. Now, doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world.
Well, it depends how scorched it is on the outside. Like, I'm tracking with you on that. So it's lava cake. But I can't imagine thinking to myself, dude, we got the cupcake batter. Let's put that in the air fryer.
Well, and there's gray area when it comes to cooking a lot of different things. Baking is not one that...
You can't really have fun with that.
You can't.
That's why
correct.
I don't like
that's
baking.
A good way to put it, Mike. Right. Like, of all the things you can cook in an air fryer, nobody's like, I bake it all the time.
You're heating stuff up.
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like cupcakes, they're just ubiquitous everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's fancy cupcake shops, which I love. You go to the, you know, grocery store. As soon as you walk in, especially ours, there's just...
Cupcakes everywhere.
Cupcakes everywhere. What size do you want? Giant one, small one, this and that. Sometimes I wonder, what's the huge difference between a cupcake and a muffin? Another day.
Just the fact that...
It's just cake. Literally. It is a muffin-sized piece of cake.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's it.
I don't like them as much sometimes because they dry out quicker.
It depends. Well,
moist cake.
But if you bring cupcakes into my home, they have no chance to dry out. They get demolished.
Especially the little teeny tiny ones. Mm-hmm. They seem to me like the ones that dry out the quickest.
Yeah. Like, you know, like there's all kinds. What are the two big ones? Like trophy cupcakes? What's the other one? I like them. They're good. But there's so many different cupcakes. Like, at a certain point, like, you just can't buy them.
Right.
Unless you go in and get one.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Giant Chocolate Cookie Place. Chocolate chip cookie place.
Talking about Mrs. Fields?
Yes.
Yeah.
I miss that place.
Well, we got Wanna Cupcake around here. Then there's the pink something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
There's a handful of different
ones. There's one lady that sells, it's just her name. She sells them online. Somebody sent me a box of them for Christmas, and they were unbelievable.
Ooh. Nice. Very nice.
Again, these are 10 things you should never cook in an air fryer. Wet batters, like tempura, or beer battered fish.
Yeah. I can see why you'd think it would work, but it won't work.
Now, frozen versions of this, I can tell you, work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Say, I don't know, you buy the Budweiser beer-battered butterfly shrimp. Mm-hmm. Just a wild example. they will come out delicious.
Yeah, you can do a dip. You just got to remember to bread the living hell out of it.
Well, here's the issue. If you put in a wet batter, basically it's all going to drip off before it gets crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it is an air fryer. It's just blowing stuff around in there. So anything that's in any sort of a liquid form is going to get, it's just going to make a mess in there.
Right. And the frozen ones are meant to be cooked at a super high heat. So yeah. They'll hang right. out. They'll be good.
Yeah. Dip batter is always meant for a deep fryer.
This one is kind of up for debate. Really greasy foods. It's up for debate because a lot of people air fry their bacon, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like they said, it's a little risky because the grease could drip down and start a fire, or splattering grease can damage the inside.
I have not put bacon in the air fryer.
I have not.
There's not enough room, really, is there?
It depends on the size of your air fryer or how much bacon you want.
I still have not done it, but almost everybody I know swears by cooking bacon in the oven.
That's generally what I do, and then we have the iron skillet, too. So it just kind
of
depends.
If I'm cooking bacon, I just enjoy the process of standing there and flipping it
over.
Yeah,
me too. And I hate cleaning ovens. The last time I did bacon in the oven, I was like, oh, my God, this is way too much work.
Another one that makes the list of things you should never cook in your air fryer, large bone-in cuts of meat.
Bone-in, huh?
Right. So, like, I've cooked a steak in there, but it's always been...
Like the filet.
Like a filet or like a little New York strip or whatever. So air fryers, they can handle thinner cuts. But if you're cooking like a whole chicken, they say, or this or that, like, I don't know if you want to do that.
Just use your oven at that point.
Yeah. Maybe chicken wings and thighs, I think, are about as far as you could go cooking.
I would say start with the oven. And then like anything, you can finish it in the air fryer.
You can. Miles, you're not wrong. I have definitely made good crispy chicken thighs from raw in my air fryer.
Yeah, legs would probably work. You just can't do big breasts or whole chickens.
Right.
And I think they're mainly talking about steaks here. If you got a steak with a bone in it, like a T-bone or Delmonico, whatever you want to call it, like, don't put that in your air fryer. Especially, too, you probably spent $20-some on that steak.
That's an expensive piece of meat.
Anything with a lot of cheese. It'll melt off whatever you're cooking, maybe damage your air fryer. They say you have to chisel dry cheese off the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That is tough with heating up the pizza.
Yes, you got to be careful with that.
Now, do you
put it on anything, or do you just put it straight in?
So, I do. I order these little, like, liners that you just put in there, and then you can put stuff on top.
Okay.
So, it helps with grease, and then if I cook a piece of pizza in there, I always do that. Also makes it a little easier to kind of slide out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fancy on you. The wife and I, when we moved into our new place, we got a new air fryer, and it's a multi-oven style cooking thing, so it can toast, it can bake, it can air fry as well.
Yeah.
So it's got actually a flat tray with a drip tray underneath it. So I got a lot more room in there now.
Good work.
Yes,
I think
sir.
Party Boy and his wife have one of those.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty cool.
And to save the cleaning, just put a piece of pizza on a pan on the stove real quick. That's an easy way to do that too.
Popcorn. Might want to try it, but don't. Most air fryers don't get hot enough to pop the kernels.
No.
Loose kernels can get into the heater part and cause a fire.
That just sounds like a terrible idea.
It really does.
Why? They could make it. First of all, if you're going to buy a microwave popcorn, they could make it any easier. Most microwaves, you just hit popcorn.
It literally says popcorn. They expect you to put microwave popcorn in there.
And you could always just walk down to the market to Cobb's Popcorn or go online to Smith Family Popcorn.
There was a day when you had to put it up on the stove and you had to sit there and
I love those
shift
days.
It the entire day. And you burnt the living crap out of the popcorn.
I love those days because I was a child and I was not responsible for cooking it.
That's right.
But after we finally convinced my mother, basically beat her down to please make some popcorn, we would all stand in the kitchen and watch.
Did you guys ever mess around with a Jiffy Pop?
We did Jiffy Pop a few times, but I feel like we effed it up every time.
Mike, do you ever have Jiffy Pop?
Nope.
Jiffy Pop was an already loaded little aluminum pan.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on your stove, and then it like got bigger.
I still want to try that one time.
Thrill's not wrong. I would try it again now, but we always begged my mom. She'd buy it, and then be like, tastes burnt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every time. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
It does.
Every time.
Things you never want to cook in your air fryer. Loose leafy greens.
Whoa.
What?
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like spinach. Basically, they're just going to blow around the baskets stuck in the heating element. Mm-hmm. They'll just burn.
Oh, damn. That ruined my dinner plans, Ted.
I will say, you can make a version of like blasted broccoli in your air fryer.
Sure.
Blasted broccoli.
Yeah.
My wife does that fantastic. A lot.
Oh, okay. This is actually, what is a blasted broccoli?
It's basically, it's almost burnt, but kind of charred. It's almost like blackened broccoli. So I don't remember all the seasoning. It's like some olive oil, whatever seasonings, and it is cooked to the point. It looks kind of like it's burnt, but it's more brown than black.
If you can get
there was a 500. Like, there was a place down in Belltown. I don't know if it's still there.
Black bottle. I believe
that was
it's still
the first
there.
Time I had it, and it was the only time I've heard all the longest I've known Thrill. It's the only time I've heard him go on and on about liking a vegetable.
Yeah.
This probably is pretty good.
So then
good,
my wife was like,
just
I went
try
in there a few times.
Just try it. And
it
I'm
was
like,
fantastic.
I was like, look, I don't know that I want to eat this all the time, but I'm like, it wasn't bad. It this tastes like bad. Deep
tastes
fried
like steak.
Batter, kind of, yeah.
It almost
yeah.
tastes like steak.
Pasta. You really can't cook dried pasta without water. Again, liquid doesn't,
what?
Doesn't go in your air fryer. Yeah, and nowadays, man, I don't know if you've noticed this, you don't even have to make mac and cheese on your stove. They serve one serving cup, you just add water
and
bake it.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Soup! I'm going to go blue in the face. Stop putting liquids in your air fryer.
Come on, man. There's nothing wrong with your stovetop. It's soup.
It's like putting a pizza in a toaster. Like, what are we talking
Slice
about
Slice down,
here?
Right?
Yes!
And then number one on the list, Miles brought it up earlier, toast. It leaves bread dry and crumbly. And they said, we have a suggestion, a toaster.
I will say, there, I accidentally did not switch it from air fry to toast, and I cooked a bagel one morning, and it did. It did not brown whatsoever. It just got very hard.
Oh, you toasted a bagel.
Walked into that one. Walked into that one.
I never said I don't ever toast a bagel. I said I have no problem eating a raw bagel.
Chef, we appreciate that. That was awful nice of you.
Don't give them an inch.
That's bad. My bad.
Yeah, I'll be damned. I bet that's delicious to toast those bagels.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast for the show today. It's 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 round.
What does REM Dummy stand for, Ted?
Rapid eye movement.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Zach, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober,
Zach.
Nice.
Exactly. That means legally.
Does that mean you're high or are you drinking there, Zach?
No, I'm drinking Mike Carter Black Cherry.
Oh, okay.
Harder in here.
Zach, our men's room poll.
It does a number on your stomach.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah.
I bet, dude.
Okay, one's going to be near you there. Zach, you taking In-N-Out, Whataburger, Culver's, or White Castle?
Ted, you said Culver's and shrimp?
They
yeah,
do have,
they have
a,
fried
they have a basket,
shrimp basket
of shrimp. Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking Culver's. Okay.
It's that easy.
Yeah, they're actually the only option on here offering shrimp. Shocking that White Castle doesn't.
White Castle shrimp.
Man, I wouldn't eat that.
Do you like food poisoning?
White Castle shrimp.
I think basically their slogan would be, are you constipated? You won't be.
Steamed right on top of the burger.
Try our new BM shrimp. That's right, bowel movement. All right, here's your question.
Ooh, those mics harder are 8%ers.
That's why he's drinking it.
It's harder.
Yeah, you're right. It is harder.
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 Harder. Harder, Mike.
The can grows when you touch it. Goes from 12 ounces to 16. When the balls are blue, you know it's cold.
Damn it, Steve.
All right. Hey, man, I'm a marketing genius.
Yes, you are. Look out.
Like White Castle's BM shrimp in there. All right. Your question, what TV show features a robot named Tom Servo?
Oh, Tom Servo. Is it older or newer?
It's older, and then I think they brought it back for a little while, if I remember correctly.
Lost in Space?
Not back. I think that robot's name was legitimately just Robot.
Battlestar Galactica?
Ah, okay.
You think they name a robot Tom Servo?
Futurama?
No, it's Bender.
Ted, you're tracking more in the right direction. Obviously, it's a play on words, but in this case, Mystery Science Theater 3000. Tom Servo. You had the reaction I did. I never had any idea that was his name.
Nope.
All right, your question.
Yeah.
What does PS stand for at the end of a letter? Not POS. PS.
Postscript.
Yes,
got it.
Boom.
Nice job.
Well done, Zach.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
Okay, Matt. Our poll. One is near you. Are you taking the In-N-Out Burger, Whataburger, Culver's, or White Castle?
100% Culver's every day.
Have you been to Culver's?
Yeah, several times.
You can tell by the way he answered that.
Heard a negative thing about Culver's.
What did you normally, did you get a burger or did you explore the menu at all?
First thing I got was a double butter burger with cheese and bacon. And that's pretty much what I've stuck with the whole time.
See, they have a roast beef sandwich, but it's actually like roast beef. So it's not like the Arby's looking roast beef.
It's actual roast beef.
It looks like kind of an Italian beef.
But like you said, Midwest.
Yeah. Man, it looks great. I'm just saying.
By the way, I respect you went there and got a double bacon burger.
Yeah, man.
It's pro move.
All right, Matt, here's your question. What is He-Man's alter ego?
Prince Adam.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
How did you know that?
Used to watch it when I was a kid.
Okay.
I thought maybe it was She-Man.
Yeah, the She-Man. Captain Fabulous.
That's right. You want to go to Skull Island, baby?
No. All right, before we let you go, true or false, the word Nazi and the word nacho both come from the same Latin word, true or false? Because you can't think of one without the other.
I'll go false this time.
Believe it or not,
true.
It's true. So the way it breaks down, it started as Ignatius. That evolved into Ignatz, which was shortened to Nazi. In Mexico, Ignatius became Ignacio, and that was the first name of the chef that invented nachos. Because when I looked at that, I'm like, you're telling me these words come from the same place? So loosely they do, but I'm like, wow.
Jesus.
Okay, world of difference.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUN.
That's wild.
Dummy! Yeah.
I like one, I don't like the other. But everyone tells me give nachos a chance.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just try them.
Just try one, man.
Dude, if I just put, like, poor man nachos, I just throw American, any type of slice of cheese on top of chips.
No.
Does that count as a nacho?
I mean, I guess it does technically because it's cheese on top of corn chips. Are you telling me like a slice of Kraft, like a Kraft American slice?
Well, it wasn't Kraft, but the other night we were, you know, it was late, and we just put like mozzarella or something on them.
All right, yeah.
Seemed fine to me.
Was it just the chips and cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any dip, anything?
Nope.
Yep, all right. I've been there. I'm guessing it's late, dark outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
there was nothing open on this island.
Yep, I pulled that move. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Scott. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. We're going to go to a burger place that is not near us. So what are you going to take? In-N-Out, Whataburger, Culver's, or White Castle?
I like a small menu, so In-N-Out.
In-N-Out
burger. Better at it.
All right.
You know, not that, like, dawdle around trying to figure out what you want. I do appreciate that. You know, again, took the kids to Cheesecake Factory because that is their version of dying and going to heaven. And you're just flipping through page after page, and all of it looks kind of good.
Yeah.
So when the waiter comes, are you ready to order? I'm like, no. You know what you handed us, man. I got this 50-page menu. Brother, back off. Bring us a drink. We'll flag you down 20 minutes from now when we finally decide.
You know. Like going to Clean Jumper. Like, Jesus Christ.
I think it's like being in church. You got to find that passage. Oh, Steve's letter to Cheesecake Factory. 24-3.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Scott, you'll be happy to know that my washer, my dryer, and my hot water heater all took a crap within 3 days.
Well, yeah. Well, I heard you replaced them all.
I did.
Right?
Yes, I did. Just like the hell.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I know. Still amazed by it.
They're so flipping complicated now, it's unbelievable.
Well, like they say, you know, people die in threes. Apparently, it's true of Miles' appliances. Washer, dryer, dishwasher. We have all passed.
Yeah.
How does Scott know?
What you need is a washer up on the third floor.
Anytime before he moved to Olympia, anything went wrong with my crap, I just call Scott.
Oh, so you know Scott.
Yeah.
That seemed like weird time to slip in personal information.
Just letting you know, I'm frustrated. It was a lot of money. Hey, but thank God for Pinky's Plumbing. Seriously. They hooked me up.
They did hook you up.
They hooked me up. Well, they didn't. I mean, they hooked me up.
Even on down here, I would have made the drive through the POS.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You couldn't even get through Joint Base Lewis-McChord. I'm telling you, it's horrible.
You can't even get through freaking Fremont right now. You can't get through Seattle right now. Trust me, man. This is the last place you want to drive. All right, your question. In Greek mythology, who is the first woman on Earth? Earth. Or on Earth?
In Greek mythology.
Heroes? That's all I can think of.
Greek mythology, yeah.
Medusa.
So it's not Eve? Nope. Not Eve. You've heard of this woman. You've heard of her, and like, everything that went wrong in the world is her fault.
Godiva.
Pandora.
Oh.
Pandora.
Uh-huh.
Pandora. Oh, yes.
Now she's slinging jewelry. All right. Your question. In ancient times, a scribe was a professional what?
Maybe a writer, author.
Stenographer.
Yeah, but think how many illiterate people were back in the day. So, like, if you could read, like, you're hired. That was it.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unnamed judge somewhere in Georgia. Are you guys familiar with this at all?
I don't know.
All
right. Oh, so there's a 26-year-old guy named Alton Oliver. He's on trial in Georgia. This is last week. And he's facing murder charges. He's accused of killing an off-duty cop back in 2022. He claimed it was in self-defense. Anyway, the trial lasted 3 days, wrapped up on Friday, and the jury quickly came back with a verdict. They handed it to the judge so that the judge could read it. And keep in mind, everyone is on the edge of their seat. And the judge read the verdict, and he said guilty. And then someone off camera, who's apparently one of the jury, corrected him. And the judge looked back and said, oh, my bad. Not guilty.
Jeez.
Not guilty.
On a murder charge.
And a murder charge. Right, the judge is just like, guilty. And I mean, this poor guy, man, just like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Your life flashes before your eyes. Like, this is the end. And a juror had to say, hey, that's not what we said. Like, it took him 20 seconds later. No, not guilty. My bad. My bad.
Yeah, that is awful,
man,
and bad.
That was the worst 20 seconds of this guy's life. Yeah. My bad. Sorry. Relax. Not guilty. I'm just messing with you.
He should have thrown in like, gotcha.
Zap.
Hey, buddy.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, vichola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.